I know it's a holiday, but we're working today. We're hunting for buried treasure. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where we work to find interesting stories so you don't have to. I'm Brady. It's Monday, September 5th. Happy Labor Day. This day in 1856 wasn't a particularly happy day for those working on the steamboat Arabia. It got caught on a fallen tree not far below the water's surface, and while all the people on board got away safely, the ship itself sank, and it wouldn't be seen again until 1988 when it showed up in a cornfield in Kansas. You'd be forgiven for thinking that shipwrecks are, you know, underwater. Most of them are. But a few have ended up elsewhere. The Arabia wrecked in a section of the Missouri River, or at least the Missouri River of 1856. Later, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers changed the course of that river to speed up boat traffic. The ship that had been lost at sea was now a half mile away from shore. For decades, people talked about trying to unearth the Arabia. Most of them were hoping to find treasure like gold or maybe barrels of Kentucky bourbon. A group in the 1980s figured out about where the ship was and then asked the landowner's permission to dig for it. The owners agreed as long as they finished digging and filled the land back in by spring planting time. The ship was there and the cargo was incredibly well preserved. Even fragile items like bottles and reading glasses had survived. There were jars of fruit preserves that were still edible over a century later. When the dig finished in early February 1989, that site became farmland again, but there are efforts to find and excavate other ships that sank in rivers but are now on land. And the cargo from the Arabia is on display at the Arabia Steamboat Museum in Kansas City. And if you're wondering, yes, they're open on Labor Day. You can learn more about the Arabia and its story at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, a very different way to travel on the water. That's right after this.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon.
For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show,
previews of upcoming episodes,
and the chance to add their own messages to the show.
Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird.
Visit patreon.com/BradyCarlson
and thanks.
Welcome back. There are still plenty of classic cars out on the roads. A few are now on the water. Floating Motors is a company that converts vintage autos into seaworthy vessels. So if your dream is to take a Volkswagen bus out on the lake for Labor Day, well, your dream could come true. I'm Brady. Have a great holiday and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.